Warbird's continuing a home series tonight against Hill City. We're down in the dugout with Warbird, Jaden Fielder. Jaden, thanks so much for the time today.
It's good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You grew up around baseball, obviously, with your dad and your grandfather. When did you realize that, like, maybe growing up in big league clubhouses was not a normal thing for most kids?
I mean, to be completely honest, I don't think I ever really realized it. I mean, I would tell my buddies, like, yeah, I was just, you know, traveling, you know, here or there with my dad. And they're like, what? I was like, oh, I thought, I don't know. I mean, I knew it was a little different, but I just, I mean, I kind of, I didn't, wasn't any different from the other kids. So never really thought about it too much.
Was there a moment when you look back and you're like, man, that was really cool? Or now as you're an older guy, when you're like, hey, that was really cool that I got to do this when I was growing up?
I think definitely being in the clubhouse when they were, well, for me, they were popping apple juice, sparkling apple juice, when me and my brother being there with the rest of the kids. And looking back, I mean, I kind of now realize that's kind of like crazy. Like, I don't know any other, you know, young 10 to 12-year-olds that get to, you know, pop champagne bottles, apple juice bottles with their parents. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. And now, obviously, playing in the Brewers organization, an organization your dad played for. What does that mean to you to be able to sort of follow in his footsteps in this organization?
Sure, it means everything. I mean, this is obviously a goal I've had since I was literally able to think about goals or any of that. So it's just a huge blessing, really. I mean, obviously, I know a lot of the staff here, so it's kind of like almost coming back home. So it's been really, really cool.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you so far, kind of getting started in this season here in the Carolina League?
I'd say for like the first week or so, it was a little bit different having fans in the stands. I mean, at least as many as, you know, we now have. Mm-hmm. Obviously in ACL, there's a few, but like, I don't know if he has maybe like 10 fans, if that. So yeah, having a full set of fans was kind of a tiny adjustment, but I'm getting pretty used to it now.
Obviously swinging it really well. 7 of your last 9 hits have been for extra bases, more walks than strikeouts in that span. From an approach standpoint, what's been the biggest thing that's been working for you at the plate?
Let me see. I mean, I talked to my dad a little bit. The only adjustment I made, really, I watched a lot of Barry Bonds, and I realized how over the plate he kind of was. Like, I was a little, you know, stood up. That was one adjustment. My dad then told me, you know, my shoulders kind of, when you look at the pitcher, you're looking at him like this, kind of, you know, get your shoulder in there, like, kind of, you know, show the pitcher that you're there too, you know what I mean? So kind of just having that adjustment, also the mindset of just, you know, going up there, you know, do damage, you know what I mean? So
you mentioned your dad and the advice that he's given you. How nice is that for you just to be able to pick up the phone and say, hey, Dad, what do you see? And because he did it at such a high level.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, since I was maybe about 12 is when we really started, you know, really working. And shoot, he studies like all day. Just, I mean, he's literally like a full-time hitting coach for me and my brother. So it's been a huge blessing to have him, you know, in my corner.
A couple thoughts before I let you go. Obviously, your dad had such a profound impact on your career. How do you balance like all that your dad did, but also making your own way in the game too?
I mean, for me, I always kind of, whatever my dad did, I look at it as my father did, you know, great things. I don't necessarily look at it as I've got to do this or that, or that he's better or whatnot. You know, I just kind of look at him like, dang, I'm really grateful that my dad was able to do that. I'm really grateful that he's now able to, you know, kind of just share some advice with me. So, yeah.
As I let you go, obviously played here in Wilson for a first couple months. Now, what's your impression of the ballpark, of the city, all that good stuff?
It's exactly what I thought it was going to be. I mean, it's beautiful field. I mean, it's weird. It's a little, it's a bigger field than I thought, to where the gaps are kind of, if you hit it out there, it can be a triple, versus I kind of thought everything was going to be, you know, cut off singles and, you know, out at second. But it's a lot. I mean, it's even nicer than I thought it was. So it's been fun.
Jaden, really appreciate the time. Continued success this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Jaden Fielder down to the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.